This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Yesterday, Sarah Gardner took us to her hometown, Waukesha, Wisconsin, to kick off the series that we are doing this month called Water, The High Price of Cheap. Waukesha is a former spa town that was once famous for its spring water, but which now has a big water problem, deep wells that are tainted with radium. So the city is looking to ditch its underground wells and get its drinking water elsewhere, Lake Michigan, to be just a little bit more precise. But as Sarah tells us, Waukesha's plans aren't going to be easy or cheap to get done.
Growing up in Waukesha, I drank the water without ever wondering where it came from. Now I know.
This is a deep aquifer well.
Dan Dukniak is general manager of the Waukesha Water Utility. We're in a small brick building that I've driven past dozens of times but never noticed. It houses one of 11 wells in the city that supplies drinking water.
This well goes down about 2,200 feet, and then we pump water up from that aquifer, and this water then goes through the pipes, through the green.
The radium levels in Waukesha's deep well water are over three times the federal limit. Radium's naturally occurring, but lifetime exposure is a cancer risk. And the deeper you go in the sandstone aquifer under this region, the more radium there is. Waukesha is under a consent order to fix the problem. It has taken temporary steps, but the city is seeking a long-term solution. And that solution, says Dukniak, is building a pipeline to tap Lake Michigan.
Really, it's a no-brainer of a decision. The Great Lakes is the best, most reliable, and only reasonable alternative for the city of Waukesha.
Certainly, it would be the simplest solution, except, that is, for the Great Lakes Compact. The compact bans sizable diversions from the lakes, with a few exceptions. Lawmakers passed it in part out of fear that drought-prone cities in the Southwest might someday make a play for Great Lakes water. Peter McAvoy is an attorney with a Great Lakes watchdog group.
We have had some unbelievable public policy and big programs designed to move water great distances. And now we're starting to see there are problems with that.
Waukesha is the first city outside the Great Lakes Basin asking for water from one of the five Great Lakes, so it will set a precedent. And under the compact, the city has to prove it can't find a reasonable alternative to Lake Michigan in its own backyard. And it has to prove that to all eight Great Lakes states, from Minnesota to New York. Eric Ebersberger is with the Wisconsin agency reviewing Waukesha's request.
The administration here has been very clear that this should be very difficult. It should be difficult to prove up an application for a diversion.
Ebersberger figures the water Waukesha is asking for amounts to less than 0.001% of the total water in Lake Michigan, and the city has to treat and return most of it. But its plans have raised debate about what it means to live within your water supply and just how much growth a water beggar should be allowed. Peter McAvoy.
Their own studies show that they're talking about industrial and business growth. Well, now, is that reasonable? Is that going to come at the expense of other communities within the Great Lakes Basin?
That question may resonate loudest in nearby Milwaukee, one of the country's poorest cities, Peter Annan.
The citizens of Milwaukee say, if you want to use Lake Michigan water, move to our great city and use it. We don't want to see it leaving town and contributing to sprawl out in the suburbs.
Waukesha is asking for more water than it currently uses, partly because the state wants it to plan for neighboring areas that might need to connect to city water someday. And city officials don't want to underestimate future water needs, especially when the economy is still in recovery. Mayor Sean Riley says the city may grow some, but he expects more water conservation, too.
It's very, very difficult to just remain stagnant. Municipalities are actually organisms. And to not have any change usually doesn't turn out very well.
If Waukesha loses its bid for Lake Michigan water, it'll have to come up with more local alternatives. Alternatives it's already concluded are either too short-term, environmentally inferior, or too expensive. But whatever the city ends up doing to replace its contaminated well water, the solution will be expensive. 87-year-old Paul Vrakas was mayor when I lived in Waukesha. He says back then, city leaders thought water was a bottomless pit. In his retirement, he says, he's been reflecting on that.
We've lived in our country with these important things that we need in our lives being very cheap. Well, we're going to have to spend more money on that important stuff than we are on extra pair of jeans. If you know what I'm saying?
The citizens of Waukesha certainly do. Dan Dukniak has warned them to expect their water bills to double and possibly triple. In Waukesha, Wisconsin, I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Tomorrow on our series, Water, the High Price of Cheap, Marketplace's Scott Tong on his family's water footprint. Also, we want to know how you use water every day. Take a picture, use the hashtag waterlog, L-O-G, stick it on Instagram, and we'll have a look. The one with the most likes, by the way, gets a Marketplace water bottle. Maybe we could arrange to have it autographed for you or something. I don't know.